Oh, look at the chicken smashing the eggs on everyone.
That's a creepy looking chicken, though. It's got the crazy eyes.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. All right. Well, it seems to be holding. Should we do this?
All right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie nights.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Your bandwidth has now recovered. Lovely. I don't know what the hell's going on. Oh, that is creepy. But hey, look, there is a shower curtain placing a tube over a guy rolling a joint in the bathroom. Hey, look at that. That would be Johnny. And oh, look up, and there goes the water. That ruined the joint. All right. Oh, hi, Kitty.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. We're two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, July 25th, 2015, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Keep going.
This is loud.
It's not that loud. I don't think it's, like, registering.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, well, if you want to join us live, we're on Mixler.
What's it? Mixler. But, hey, if you're not listening right now, you don't know that. However, we do record at 9 p.m. on Saturday evenings. So if you're listening to this after the fact, you can join us over at mixler.com/midnight. All right, let me try that again.
Yeah.
Mixler.com, that's mixlr.com/midnight-movie-nights.
Wow.
What?
That's just a lot of stuff to go through. He lives next door to this.
Hey, you're supposed to say nights with a K.
Nights are with a K.
Always with a K.
So his school is next door to the apartment complex?
Talk about do you think he takes a bus to school?
Why would he? He just ran across the field and he was there at home.
Oh, Daniel San's about to get his butt kicked by Skeleton Johnny. It's been so long since I've watched this movie.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I think the last time I watched... Oh, that was a good kick.
Yeah, he's...
And when he was spinning, you got a good view of his coccyx.
I guess I missed it.
Yeah, leave him alone. He's had enough. Just curious. Can you guys hear the movie at all? I guess I'd have to stop last. Oh, we're having a night. Hey, there's Mr. Miyagi. And now we find out that he's pretty kick butt.
He kicked them into place. You don't kick people.
It wasn't the coccyx. It was another kind of cox. Hey, those are Converse. Speaking of Converse... Yes, I thought you had crazy neighbors. Okay, whatever.
We don't know yet. It's possible.
It is entirely possible. In fact, but it's far more likely that we are, excuse me, the crazy neighbors.
Probably.
Oh, we'll find out one of these days. One of these days, I tell ya. Alrighty. Well, we kind of had to throw everything together.
Yeah, there are wires everywhere and just everywhere.
Although for our normal, the way that we did couchcasts before, we never had the mixer. But frankly, that's where all the wires and cables were. So it just made sense to set up the mixer over here, at least for now. So we've got a temporary recording location until we can set up the new apartment studio.
We gotta set up everything, though.
I know. There's so much to set up. Right now, we're at that phase where we at least have everything out of... Oh, good job. Hit the microphone. We at least have everything out of the old apartment. And it's either, you know, here in the apartment or in the garage. So, and hey, that's actually different. We've got a garage. I haven't had a garage since I lived with my parents. No, that's not true. That's not technically true because there was a couple of months where I rented a condo and I had a garage, but I didn't ever actually use it. Oh, so the third person who entered the chat that I saw, that was you. Great.
I've been here.
Yeah.
I like to interact with the folks.
Yeah? Well, I tried to give you access to the freaking official account, but no.
There's too much going on. We'll get set up and then I'll get into all of that.
Yeah. I've been trying to give you access to the official account ever since we started doing this. You always have an excuse.
What, to the Mixlr account?
Yes.
I don't remember. But the Mixlr thing is still new, so...
Yeah,
I thought I would just get set up because I have to get set up with a lot more other things. And so,
holy crap, Marilyn Monroe followed us. But hey, we'll get to that at the end of the show.
Not even watching one of her movies.
No, but...
maybe she likes the Karate Kid or did. Or,
Elizabeth Shue's a blonde, you know, so I mean, they got that in common.
Don't get me started on her. Not again. I've had my rant about her.
About Elizabeth Shue?
Hell yes.
I don't recall. What's up with Elizabeth Shue?
Because she dumps Daniel-san in Karate Kid 2. I'd say spoilers, but oh, the hell with that. I've gone, you know. She dumped Daniel-san to go with Marty McFly. So.
Well, but
that's,
I
just
mean,
wrong.
But, you know, she wasn't.
And wrecked his car. Daniel-san's car, not the DeLorean. Although technically that wasn't Marty's, that was Doc's. Where am I going with this? Oh, I don't like her. I don't like her. Elizabeth Shue.
Okay. Well, there's a weird thing about actually watching this movie right now. It is looking at Ralph Macchio and Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they were in their 20s.
He was 22.
He was 22. All right. How old was she? What year did this come out?
84.
84? Okay. So she was 21 then.
Really?
Yeah. She was 63.
Oh.
Okay. That makes it a lot less creepy. All right. There we go. Because she's at least an adult at this point, but they're playing high school students.
Well, I was reading some of the trivia that he was having a hard time convincing people that he was 22.
Well, that's because he's a baby face.
I've seen him recently, as recently as like 2 or 3 years ago, he was in an episode of Psych. And he looked like he was maybe late 30s.
Yeah, he still looks pretty young.
I don't know how old he is now.
Okay, all right.
Like
here,
80?
Check this out. That's from this picture right here on IMDb, the very first picture.
Yeah.
You know, he maybe looks 40 tops. That was taken 4 days ago.
Damn, really? I would have said 35.
Look at the date, the 21st of July 2015.
Holy damn.
Photo by Taylor Hill. Look at that. Oh, and it's on Getty Images. All righty.
Well, this is 31 years old now, so he's got to be, what, 53?
Right now, this year, he will be 54.
Wow.
So, yeah. Wow, that means, okay, if Elizabeth Shue is a year younger than him, then...
Yeah, I've seen her recently.
I think. I don't know. Oh, wait. What was she in that I saw her in?
The Saint?
No. I saw her in something recently. It was a TV series. I don't remember. Part of me wanted to say it was Weeds, but that was Jennifer Jason Leigh.
So...
I don't know. Let's see. Oh, she was in CSI. Okay, yeah.
That's right. She was in some episodes, wasn't she? Or did she join the...
Holy crap, she was in 71 episodes. I don't know. I never watched that very often, but... But, yeah. Anywho. Alrighty.
Now that you mention it, yeah, I think I do remember she joined the cast for a while.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch it. I haven't seen it since Gil Grissom left.
Gil Grissom?
Yeah, William Peterson.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Okay, so that's... I really never got into that show very often. Very often. What the hell am I even trying to say? I am freaking tired from moving.
Yeah.
All right. You know what we didn't do?
No. What didn't we do?
We didn't hit the button.
Oh.
The Flick Pit.
No mercy. No mercy. You knocked that off, Jessica. She says, no, you're doing just fine. I think Marianne... Oh, that was the technical difficulties. All right.
No. Okay.
All right, fine. Whatever. No mercy.
Mercy is for the weak.
And we'll sweep the leg and the floor because the floor is kind of dirty right now from moving.
Yeah.
Did we mention that we moved?
That has been very tiring.
I'm digging this. You know, right now, Diana just showed up. So we got the strong female representation right now.
All right. Way to go.
Oh, so our flick pick is The Karate Kid. It was 1984?
Yep. All June 22nd.
June 22nd. Why didn't we have a show on June 22nd, or was that I don't know anything anymore. Or did I ever know anything to start with? I don't even know that. Who directed this?
John G. Avildsen.
You know, off the top of my head, I don't recognize that name at all. Oh, holy crap. He did Rocky?
Yeah. He's done a few movies. Maybe one or two you've probably heard of, I guess.
Well, okay. I just clicked over in IMDb, and I'm looking at it, and I see... is it the director credit? Okay, so... Rocky, The Karate Kid 2, Karate Kid 3. All right. Hey, look at that. I guess I kind of love this guy. let's see. He did Rocky 5.
Oh,
but
yeah?
Not 2, 3.
He didn't do 4?
Or 4. Nope. Just Rocky and Rocky 5.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, I really don't recognize... anything else, but John G. Avildsen, thank you for the Karate Kid series. Oh, yeah. Wasn't three was Hilary Swank, right?
No.
No?
That was Daniel-san and Mr. Miyagi. It was the next Karate Kid, which is kind of Karate Kid 4, that had Hilary Swank.
No. Why don't Daniel-san. I remember three then?
That's when they came back from Okinawa, and they were trying to open up the bonsai store. And Kreese came back. And he had that one rich guy that was kind of had the slick back hair. And he was kind of a douche. And he was trying to open all the Cobra Kai trying to open them back up again, trying to make a whole chain of them.
Okay, it this is sounding a little familiar.
He wanted Daniels to get back into the tournament to defend his title, and Mr. Miyagi wouldn't train him because he was like, yeah, it's just a thing, you know. You fought before for your honor and all of that, and you don't need it to defend it, you know, some trophy. And so the other guy manipulated him into, you know, training and trying to get into it and turn him in kind of bad. He was beating people up for no reason. But yeah, then it all came back. Because see, we're not even talking about this one. We're talking about three.
Well, I remember this one, you know, sweep the leg, wax on, wax off, you know.
And I haven't gotten into the wax on, wax off part yet.
I told you, I remember this one, you know, the shower curtain, you know, Halloween costume. Yeah. Crane kick on the beach.
I'm conflicted about, you know, Kreese anyways, because he played Martin Cove. He played Isbecky on Cagney and Lacey. I liked him in that. But he's a jerk in this. So I guess I'd love to hate him.
Well, he's got serious douche face going on in this.
Well, he was kind of a little bit of a jerk in Cagney and Lacey, but not as bad. He was just kind of a dude.
He was just kind of a dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, that kind of jerk.
Yeah.
Again, he wasn't that much of a jerk. He was just a dude, you know, back in the 80s.
Whatever happened to Johnny? I haven't really seen. Yes. Diana says, in fine MMK tradition, talking not about the movie.
It's our thing.
It's what we do. It's, you know, we,
There was a video years ago, a YouTube video. I don't know what it... Oh, I think it was called Sweep a Leg. I don't know who sang the song, but it had Ralph Macchio and... what's his name? William Zabka? Who, you know, who was Johnny?
Wait. Okay, so William Zabka played a character named Billy Zabka in How I Met Your Mother. I really need to watch that show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He was in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I saw that movie once.
Yeah, me too.
I was very inebriated when I saw it. Yep. Which is probably the best way to watch it.
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Going back to Kreese. When Danielson first goes into the into the dojo, and he's doing the, you know, like, do we show mercy in this
fear
dojo?
Does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei.
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei.
I've watched this a few times.
But and so Danielson is looking at
Johnny?
You got me saying Danielson.
Daniel.
Yeah. Anyway, Daniel. He's just now starting to be called Danielson.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's looking at the pictures on the wall, and there's the picture of Kreese, you know, the, what was it, 1972 to 1973 U.S. Army karate champion?
I think so. There were different pictures on the wall.
That was one of the ones that they trained in on. And so you've got Kreese, you know, like looking like an Army badass and all.
Yeah.
But he's the karate champion, but he's carrying an automatic machine gun.
Well, he was a ranger. I think that's what it was.
But he's a karate champion.
Yeah.
You know, you don't use machine guns in karate.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, there's also no crying in baseball, but, you know, we saw that happen.
Dude, I've cried in baseball. I've cried many times in baseball.
Chicks always cry for nothing. Don't hit me.
You know I'm thinking about it.
I'm sure I'm getting hit all over the place in the chat too.
Not yet. They haven't heard it yet.
Oh,
But give it a moment, and they will.
What was I going to say? What was I going to say? I totally lost what I was. Oh, that's what. You know, you saw the picture, and he was, you know, in his uniform and with the machine gun. That came up in three. The guy who was rich, the douchebag who was backing Kreese, he had Kreese had saved the guy's life. So that's why he owed him so much.
Got it.
So, yeah. It all came back around.
We did finally get to wax on, wax off.
Yeah, he was just waxing on and waxing off.
As long as you put the wax on in front of it. Oh, it's been that kind of day.
It's all over, though.
Fart jokes abound. Marianne knows what I'm talking about.
I have no clue.
That's because you weren't in the office today.
Oh.
How cool is it? I get to work with Marianne again.
That is cool.
Yeah, I'm very, very, very happy about that. And
I wash dishes all day.
I thank you for that.
Well, it's something I had to do.
Yeah, all the stuff that you've been doing around the apartment while I've been at work, it's making a huge, huge difference. So, if I haven't said it enough, thank you.
Well, I just want things to get
back to
normal.
Punch him in the throat.
Throw a punch, Johnny. I don't like his hair.
Oh, look at that. They can't hit each other.
You can't hit me, suckers. Come on, hit me, bitches. What's with that sweater? The red and blue sweater?
Maybe he wants to be Superman, but like he got it all wrong?
Probably.
I don't know. Oh, yay, yay. What,
He was always totally getting his butt kicked in here.
Oh, I mean, you know, when you're a skinny, doofy kid and, you know, that likes to wear flannels.
Yeah, that's not Seattle. In the 90s yet. Dude, look at his package.
See? See? Now you're seeing it. Now you're seeing... Okay, thank you.
How could I not see that?
Well, that first scene when they were on the beach, you know...
Not Daniels. The dude in the background.
Yes, I know. I can see the dude in the background. Yes, I know. I'm very, very aware. But
I wasn't even looking at it. It was just there all of a sudden.
That's the same problem I had in the beach scene.
I didn't see it. You mentioned it, and I was like, oh, I guess I missed it. Now he's going to get to talk to the boring teacher. I like the little guy in the background. What?
The one that can't stand still?
Yeah, and he's got his arm in the sling.
And
no, we got to go. We don't want to stick around.
I can't help but look at that freaking sweater now. Thanks, Kitty.
Yeah, no, it stands out. You know, we didn't even
Who wears the green pants with, you know, the blue flannel?
He was wearing camouflage pants earlier.
When? And, I didn't see them.
And another flannelly shirt. He loves the flannel.
He was like 10 years early.
He's wearing flannel now.
Oh, my God. I've never noticed that before.
And a hoodie.
Good for you. Flannels and a hoodie. I like it. Is that actually... No, that's not a hoodie. That's collared.
Oh, okay.
See? It's just... It goes all the way...
I didn't notice that.
Who's that?
I don't know. Some rich people.
And just, like, rolling up, you know. Like, yeah. Oh, there she is. So you're mad at her for breaking up with Daniel.
And wrecking his car. I mean, she did go... You know, to another guy who had a DeLorean.
Oh, it's her parents. All right, I get it.
Oh, you forgot those? That was the parents? I thought you were kidding. Who were those people?
I told you, I haven't seen this in...
Excuse me.
There's so many little details about this movie that I've forgotten.
You know, we didn't even mention why we watched this
movie?
Like,
I forgot he broke the brick. Oh, my God. I totally have done that before.
Broken a brick?
At someone that you're trying to date's house. Yeah.
You destroyed their house?
No, just broke a brick. Just like that. I was nervous and I kicked. Oh God, I hope I didn't like knock anything out. It seems like everything's fine. Say something, Kitty.
Something.
All right. Hey, we're good.
Kicking your feet out.
Hey, wait. Oh, I was trying to... Oh, look, he's got to get a ride from his mom. I love 80s hair. It's great.
We watched this movie because we moved, and you know, this is him moving into a new place, California.
Pretty much, yeah. So. I mean, well, basically after we left the old castle. I forgot about this scene, how they had to push start it. Awkward start to a date. Look at that. NCC, she's running in heels. That's impressive. Come on.
She's from Jersey.
You got to give it up for the mom.
Jersey mom.
You got a problem with Jersey moms?
No, I'm just saying, way to go, Jersey mom.
All right.
Because I forgot her name. He calls her mom all the time.
Yeah, isn't mom her name? I mean, I know it's Lucille, but...
That's it, okay.
You know. But her name's mom.
No, Jersey mom.
It's just like on Gabnet, on the exchange, whenever Nancy calls in.
Who?
Now, I know her name is Nancy, but I call her mom, because on the exchange, when she calls in, I call her mom, because that's what Damien calls her.
Oh, okay. She has a name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's mom.
Oh.
No. Yeah. Anyway.
Ooh, hockey.
Hey, look, there's hockey. I wonder if we have a Canadian. No, not yet. He's too busy favoriting our tweets.
It's a different Johnny.
You're doing it wrong!
I totally did it wrong because I hit the wrong Johnny button. Wait. What movie do you not like her? Because she after breaking up with Daniel and wrecking his car, you know, what movie did she go do that you don't like her for?
Back to the Future 2.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Too bad that was from the first one. I can't do anything right tonight. Aw, how cute. They got photos together in the photo booth.
Selfies?
No, they weren't selfies. Oh.
Because they didn't take the picture.
For it to be a selfie, you have to take, you know, one person in there has to take the picture. Look at that Corvette.
Yeah.
Golf and stuff, family fun. Oh my God, I remember those.
I don't like that style of Corvette. What is that?
I think that's a Stingray. That's like a 80s. No, yeah, that's an 80s Stingray.
Now, what the hell is that thing? Look at the big eyes.
Yeah, what the hell kind of car does Johnny drive?
A red thing?
Aw, your little friend.
Assholes.
How sad. let's see. All right, where were we before we got distracted?
Talking about the move.
Oh, right. So after we said sayonara to the old castle, while we're on the way back, we were talking about flick picks, and so you pulled up a list of moving movies.
Yeah,
that was the idea that we were operating with, and it came down to Karate Kid or Toy Story, and
yeah, so, because some of the others didn't even make sense. One of them was like Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that's not a moving movie.
They didn't go anywhere. Everyone came to them. I would almost see Vacation just because they were going somewhere. They weren't moving, but they were going somewhere. But no, I didn't get why Christmas Vacation was on that.
It's more like Christmas Staycation.
Yeah.
you know, one thing I remember when I first watched this movie.
Yeah.
I barely remember this, but I remember being obsessed with washing my parents' cars.
With sandpaper?
No, not with sandpaper. Oh. Just so I would go around and do the wax on, wax off. My parents loved taking advantage of that one.
Oh,
like every, so you know, sometimes they would actually just put on the Karate Kid.
To put that in your brain?
I don't think that they did that on purpose, but I'm sure they enjoyed the benefit. And you know, my sister got into it too.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we would watch the Karate Kid and then we'd go wash our parents' cars.
Suckers.
Hey, we had fun, and then we would sit there, you know, wax on, wax off. All right, yeah.
Did you ever paint a fence? Or
the house? No, but I do remember, you know, sanding, you know, stuff, but we never had those like, you know, like the hand sanders.
We had an electric sander.
Oh my gosh, I love it when Mr. Miyagi gets drunk. That always cracked me up.
Yeah, he was a little goofy.
All right, let's see. Jessica says, go hockey. I may not be Canadian, but I know me that sport pretty darn well. Well, yeah, you better, freaking coach. now I have to watch it just to see that part. It was table hockey, you know, so kind of like foosball, but hockey instead. Yeah. It was on their date before Johnny showed up, and then the mom rolled out and kind of embarrassed them. Air hockey. Yeah. No, it wasn't air hockey. It was like I said, it was more like a foosball. All right. So, moving movies. And you're sending tweets. And dropping phones.
Distracted me. Sorry.
All right. What else was on the list that we eliminated pretty quickly?
I was going to see if I still had that, but I don't think I have it on my phone anymore.
Okay.
Well, one of them, of course, was moving. Every time I think of, you know, having to move, I think of the Richard Pryor movie Moving.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Years. I think the 90s when I last watched that. He got a job to go to another state, so he picked up his family and, you know, moved somewhere. You know, they looked at a house, and it was a nice house, and, you know, they had to walk through, and the guy was like, oh, yeah, this is all, you know, this and this and this is great about the house, but oh yeah, but we're taking this though. But you know, he would just go through and just kind of joke around, and it just, everything went wrong during this move. And it was kind of funny. It was mostly stupid, but it was kind of funny. You know, he had problems with the movers. They were real jerks, and he was just getting walked all over. You know, he got to the new job. He lost the job. He got blamed for a lot of shit that he didn't even know was going on. The movers took forever to get there. They got to the house, in the perfect house. You know, the guy even took the pool.
Huh.
The cabinets, took everything, took the staircase. But he said, you know, he was kind of joking. Oh, yeah, we're going to take this. No, we're not going to take that. So okay. When he called him all pissed off, well, hold on. This is what I said. I was not joking about this or that. So he had like half a house. And you know, it was a screwed up movie. And he left one crazy neighbor, which was played by Randy Quaid. And he ended up, you know,
Randy Quaid didn't play that role. He just
He kind of was.
I've never seen that movie, but you can't call Randy Quaid the crazy neighbor.
He ended up moving to the neighborhood with a guy that was his cousin. Looked exactly like him, just had different colored hair. And he had a lawnmower that was like, it was a push mower that looked like he was pushing around a riding lawnmower. The sucker was huge, and he had like an acre of land to mow. So,
okay. You know, honestly, when you mention Richard Pryor, yeah, there are three things that come to mind. And I'll start with three. Superman 3.
I'm sorry.
What?
I just didn't like Superman 3.
But he's a brilliant computer programmer who figures out how to make a couple extra bucks.
Yeah.
And then it goes all wrong because, you know.
Yeah, he was
math is hard. What'd you say?
He was probably wasted in that movie. The live math is hard.
Indeed. You know that. Yeah, he probably was wasted in that movie. But then,
They had so much going on in that movie anyway, so.
You know what? What's her name? The sister. It always creeped me out when she became all robotic and wiry. Ugh, yucky. But so, Superman 3.
Okay. What was the other
Brewster's
one?
Brewster's Millions.
Okay, that one was good. I did like that one.
And then, of course, his stand-up.
Oh, yeah?
No, Jessica, not the Uncanny Valley. No, not at all. She did not look human at all anymore. In fact, it's the exact opposite of the Uncanny Valley. It's taking someone human and making them look very much so not. So, yeah, I would say that that is the absolute opposite. All right, let's see. Oh, look at this. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I call you? All right, sorry. Referee for hockey. All right. Okay, fine. Fine. I'm just looking at the chat, finding out what I got wrong. All right, and Diana says, smart folks, see where you... Wait. Oh, my parents. I get it. Smart folks, see where you get your genius. No, not a genius. Apples don't fall... I can't speak. Apples don't fall far from the tree. That's very sweet. Coach for everything else, yeah. Well, no, but see, I actually do pay attention to stories. I also know that there, you know, that there's a training gig in there as well. But yeah, now I'm just paying more attention to the chat than I am the movie, and we're not even talking about the movie anymore. And aw, he's all frustrated because he has to paint the house. Come on, you can kick a tarp. Why not kick the paint? Come on, kick the paint.
That would hurt.
No, don't sit. That's got to be uncomfortable, sitting on the paint buckets like that and having them wobble under your butt.
I had a tarp on it.
Do you think he was, like, flexing his butt cheeks to try and, like, put them back in place?
He could have. Maybe that's part of the training, too.
Well, you know, you do have to have good glutes for karate. You got nothing for that?
No.
Okay.
I also got distracted by the movie.
Well, and there's like this like patch, you know, that's just left undone. You know, when's he going to go back? You know, that paint is not going to be even.
It's true. It won't look good.
Yeah, he's going to have to repaint that entire side just to get it, you know, just to even it out.
Well, he'll know how to do it right.
Oh, this is great. This is all right. We're finally at the part where Daniel starts realizing that Mr. Miyagi has been teaching him karate all the time.
So he does all. He goes Yoda.
Oh yeah. All right. Never mind. See, I remember doing that. You know, like anytime any of us got hurt when we were kids,
yeah.
Inevitably, you know, one of the neighborhood kids would always, you know, clap and then
rub your hands together. And it, that's warm.
Pretty cool, huh?
They had like a broken bone or something. I mean, are you going to set that?
Well, yeah, but after you...
Mr. Miyagi did it. It should work. Ah!
I like how he's like, okay, all right, here, walks on, walks off.
Yeah, smart ass. Yeah, show me what...
Nice. Very nice. Yeah.
I do like when he puts it all together. He's trying to hit and kick him. He's like, yeah.
Legs in, legs off. I love how he, you know.
I think this really is the first time we're actually talking about the movie.
No, it's not.
As much.
No, we have done an entire episode like where we actually talked about the movie. We really did.
We had other people, you know.
No, it was just you and I. That it was just us. I don't remember which one it was, but hey, that's all right. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, you know what else I remember? I remember being a kid, you know. Having just watched this and then watching Happy Days and being very confused by Arnold.
Oh, you thought he was going to go in there and teach Richie Cunningham. Oh, there he goes. He's teaching.
There we go. Whee. Nice. Show me paint the fence. No, seriously, go paint the fence.
Show me paint the house because you left the patch over there dry.
Oh, look, I guess you have been teaching me all along. You haven't been just getting me to do your chores, but you are very clever. Nice. Alrighty.
That was cool.
I gotta be honest, I'm really tired.
Yeah, I'm totally tired, but it's been a week, right? Has it been worth it now that everything is all done and over with?
Yes, but do you know how much Siebes I had to conjure to get through this week?
Yes, I do. Very much so.
Oh.
Tell you to chill the fuck out so much.
No, I'm coming in like crazy. Okay. I have to be a little careful about my levels here. Here we go, the beach scene.
That's something I wanted to bring up. When they were playing soccer and running along the beach, I stood on the beach. Didn't I mention this earlier? You sink about a foot into the sand.
Okay, next weekend, we are going to the beach because we are now 3 miles away. Yeah, actually, no, we're less than 3 miles.
Yeah, we should have to get settled.
But it's just, the street that we live on, just straight up the street, boom, beach. Actually, no, if we go straight up the street, we'll hit the harbor, or the marina. But straight up the street, and then just a little bit off to the left, and then we're, at the beach. And if needs be, I will demonstrate how easy it is to run. Was he just trying to kick the wave?
I think he's just trying to stand.
No. Watch. He's trying to kick the... He's going to kick the wave. Like, hee-ah!
It's not working.
No, it's
not. The wave's winning.
But,
one of these days, I'll get into that. The beach. Or, not the beach, but the water.
See, look. He's raising his leg, like, yeah, to kick it. And now he's getting his butt, you know, like...
He's either going to kick it or piss on it.
Which beach? We are extremely... No, not the harbor, Jessica. The marina. We're extremely close to Monarch Beach. We're in Dana Point. She's like, marina? It's not the harbor. It is a harbor, but
we're near big water. That's all I know. It's all big water. And the biggest litter box I've ever seen.
I don't know. I'm tired. Maybe it is the harbor and I said it right the first time. My brain is like all mixed up. It doesn't know what to do. And I can't remember the rest of the 311 lyrics.
311?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't they have a song like that? You know, like all mixed up. Don't know what to do. Something like... No?
Nope, nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
Nothing? Are you sure?
Is it near Marina Del Rey?
Because
that's a George Strait song. I know that.
Where is that?
I don't know. I just know it from the George Strait song.
I mean, there are multiple Texas, I have no idea. There are multiple marinas, you know.
Frank Olive, I know.
I don't remember where Marina Del Rey is.
Here you go. So you got to...
That's
already chopped in bottles.
South, I think. Not south. That's like north of here. I think that's L.A.
Get them.
They might be at Marina Del Rey.
Oh, okay.
But no. Oh God, what the hell? Wait,
what?
I'm trying to remember what the where the Christmas light parade is and everything, like all the boats. It's not the harbor. There's another word for it. Talking's hard. Marianne chimes in. Marina Del Rey is...
Those are some short
is
shorts.
North in L.A. Canny. Canny? L.A. Canny. Oh, look, they're playing soccer. We're probably going to see some more dongs. There's a dong. There's a dong.
There's a dong.
One thing we haven't seen yet is Little Johnny. Let's see. Diana says it's huge. Yeah, it's north. Went so there when stationed at Point Magoo. I know Point Magoo very well.
Is it Point Mr. Magoo?
No, Point Magoo is it's Ventura.
Ventura?
No. Oh my God, I'm
brain not working.
Wainimi, Port Wainimi. It's right. It's right by
Wainimi Siebes.
It's over in Camarillo. All right, I used to drive by it all the time when me and my ex would go to her parents.
Camarillo?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually Camarillo is a really awesome city. Yeah.
Stupid Johnny, man. We'll do it for Johnny.
I should probably apologize to the neighbors for that one.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, Diana, but it is Port Wainimi, right? I mean, I know Point Magoo, but they're like pretty much on top of each other. I don't remember.
You're speaking a foreign language.
Have you ever heard of Santa Barbara?
Yeah, watch Psych.
Okay.
He was in that, in the episode.
Ralph Macchio
Ralph Macchio.
Okay.
He played Academy trainer.
Port Wainimi is the Marine base nearby Point Magoo's Naval Air Station. Thank you. There we go.
Very good.
And it's right by the Cal State Channel Islands as well. Yeah, it's all tucked up in there. I can't remember the name of that road. I used to Las Posas.
Now, there we go. Where would they be? That's just like a pond.
I don't know. We don't have that much water in California.
Not right now.
No, and we didn't have that much water in California back then. You know that.
Once it always been a drought state.
Yes.
What the fuck am I doing here?
Was it like 97 that the drought finally broke?
I don't know.
Or like 94 or something like that. I remember being in you know, like I didn't even know what the hell it meant.
Look at these.
You know, it was basically just my entire life at that point and you know, we would always talk about, well, we have to conserve water cuz we're in a drought. And it's like, okay, well, what does that mean? Oh, it means, you know, like, not enough rainfall and da-da-da-da-da. And like, okay, doesn't that mean that we live in the desert? Well, yes, actually you do. It's like, exactly. So why are we saying that we're in a drought? Why don't we say that we're in a desert? Right?
Right.
On the drive up, up PCH, you know, the street by the Big Water.
Yeah.
You can take that street, right? And you can follow it all the way around and into Los Angeles County. It gets a little weird up in there, like it goes down and merges with Sepulveda and then you kinda like hook around and go up is it the 10? I don't remember. It's been a while since I've traveled that. But anyway, you get back on the PCH, and then the scene at the end of Knocked Up, right, where they're in the car and he's going all slow, and everyone's behind him and everything, and he's leaving the hospital. Well, he's actually getting off PCH at that point.
Okay.
But if you keep following that and you go up through Malibu, just as you get into, I think it actually is. Camarillo at that point. Wow. You go around the bend and there's just beautiful rock formation, and I guarantee you've seen it because it's used in like 500 different movies and like it anytime that there's, you know, like cars driving along a coastline and then, oh, look at that, he got the spaghetti all over him. Nice to meet Sashio.
Boom. She bitch slapped him.
And then she punched him a little. Oh, the Mr. Miyagi drunk scene. Yeah, it is. Look at that. He's pouring the sake.
Is he pouring sake?
I don't know. I'm assuming so. It's the 80s.
Yeah, but you drink sake in little glasses, and it's usually warm. It's usually in like a... It looks kind of like a keg container thing.
I've had sake before.
I've had sake before once, and it's warm, and it's nasty.
It doesn't have to be warm.
It's still nasty.
No, sake can be quite good. You probably just... Yeah.
At a restaurant.
But again, it doesn't always have to be warm. It actually does depend on the sake. You know.
It tasted like it had a lot of salt in it or something. It was just nasty.
Okay, that's fair. But anyway, so... Yeah, the rock formation with the one rock off to the side. You know, it looks like they just like cut a hole like right in the side of the cliff, kind of. You know, so that people could drive through. Yeah. Diana says there are good and bad sake, just like wines. Exactly. And also like wines, some of them are better served cold, and some are better warm.
So it's like revenge.
It's basically a freaking rice wine.
I know it is. It's nasty. That's what I said.
You're just a butt.
No, I just know what I like and I know what I don't like, and I don't like sake. I like tequila, but I know I can't drink it. So.
Maybe you're just drinking the wrong tequila.
It doesn't matter. It all ends bad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, what happens?
Oh, shit happens.
Well, I mean, shit inevitably happens after you have enough food. But we're talking about tequila.
I think I get really surly, and I don't know.
Okay, then.
There have been instances, and I just decided, no, you don't. Tequila does not pass these lips anymore.
So all that tequila that I've got above the fridge, you know, like, that's all on me to finish?
I can look at it and still be safe.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're 100% sure?
But yeah. I'll just look at it and, hey, it's tequila.
Aw, you so pretty. Can't touch you.
Now, if you did shots, you know, and you had the salt and the lime with
Ew.
It.
Ew. No, I don't.
Then I would take the salt and the lime.
If it... No, the...
And
the,
you could have the tequila.
The tequila that I've got... It is not shooting tequila. I never understand why people buy good tequila and then do shots. It's like, you're missing out on all the taste.
You know, okay, I can see it's like a good scotch with the...
Yeah, can you imagine buying, you know, like...
Dropping some Coke in it.
Like, you've got an 18-year-old scotch,
or even
right?
Even an ice cube.
Yeah, well, but you've got an 18-year-old scotch.
Yeah.
And you pour it into the glass and then just bottoms up and dump it. You know, come on.
No. I'd have to, you know, sip that. Because it's tasty.
Exactly. And that's the same thing with some tequila. So maybe you've just been drinking the wrong tequila.
I just don't want to risk it.
Okay, then. Well, I've got two... You know,
do you like projectile vomiting?
Oh, I've got a story about projectile vomiting.
Does it have anything to do with Karate Kid? Mr. Miyagi passed out.
Yep.
Poor guy.
Would you like the projectile vomiting story?
What the hell?
Let's put it up to the live listeners. Should I tell a projectile vomit story? And it's probably one I've already told, to tell you the truth. But hey,
could have been.
Why not retell old stories?
So we learned about Mr. Miyagi's past here, that he lost a wife and son. That's why it's the anniversary.
Yeah.
So Daniel finally learns more about him.
Marianne says no, but Jessica and Diana say yes, and it's two against one.
Cover your ears, Marianne.
No, hold on.
What? Because she's listening live, she must listen. You listen now.
No, we have to consider potential repercussions.
There's always repercussions with projectile vomiting.
Yes, and that is something that I wish when I was working at Disneyland. That is something that I wish that the kid who decided to try and set the Olympic record for most strawberries and chocolate consumed would have taken into account. He didn't want to set the world record. He was insistent on the Olympic record. And it was just kind of like, okay, kid. But I think you're talking about the world record. Seriously. Because eating chocolate and strawberries is not...
And then drinking?
An Olympic sport. No, not drinking.
Oh, just...
The kid was like...
This was just eating... Eating, okay.
Yeah, this kid was like 9 years old.
Oh, I thought this was a drinking story.
There it is. He's on the little log thing. You know...
What the hell is that?
It's a stump.
An old pier?
It's a stump.
Well, no, it's not just a stump. It's just like an old pier that was...
What, you never
down.
Seen a beach tree?
No.
Yeah.
Out of a beach nut.
There you go. The oh, my God. Yeah, we don't want a Barf-a-rama.
Water.
Jessica just said, yeah, no Stand By Me vomiting domino effect.
Nice.
That was the Barf-o-rama. I do have some memory intact here. Anyway, we had this nice chocolate fondue. That we actually made in house. I've imported chocolate and all that and.
Shaped like a mouse.
And the chefs made it. No, it wasn't shaped like a mouse.
No.
It was fondue. It was melted.
Okay.
Anyway, so we would have various fruits and like marshmallows and stuff like that on display, and people would just go nuts for the fresh strawberries with the chocolate fondue, and this kid must have had. Like 7 or 8 bowls of strawberries and chocolate fondue.
Oh my God.
And he was so hyper. He was running around the club. And now, mind you,
an employee or?
No. This was a guest.
Oh, okay.
At lunch. And so it was a buffet. Yeah. Anyway, the kid just kept coming back and back and back, and then he got hyper and he was running around the restaurant, and then just all of a sudden he stopped dead in his tracks, hands down on his knees.
Oh my God.
And he looks up and launches it 3 tables away. 3 fracking tables away, the splash zone was. I mean, fortunately, it was at the end of the main lunch rush, and so, those tables were already vacated, but holy crap, I've never seen...
That definitely ended the lunch rush.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this kid got, like, at least 15 feet of projection. It was so disgusting.
What the hell?
And it was just kind of like, I remember having to deal with this because the kid was so proud that he was going to set the Olympic record. Oh my God. What do you even do with that? And because it was strawberries and chocolate, it was like just the nastiest color. The crap that the seriously we had to deal with. People are weird. People are really, really, really weird.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Speaking of, one day I'll have to tell you why I don't drink rum anymore.
Why don't you drink rum anymore?
I'm not gonna tell it now.
Do you not remember?
Oh, I remember.
No, Diana, it is not clean up on aisle 3. It was clean up on tables 3, 7, and 9. and the floor across from them, and
the walls?
No, he managed to miss all of the walls.
Well, that's good. Did you have carpet in that place?
No, hard.
That's good.
Beautiful, beautiful hardwood floor, but fortunately it was sealed. You know, I mean, come on, you're working in a restaurant, so.
Yeah, of course.
But, that kid, that's one of those things, yeah.
You'd never forget.
No matter how much you want to. I mean, seriously, aw, that's a cute picture. It's Allie and Daniel. Aw, and it's his birthday. Oh, yeah. I'm glad we went with this. I seriously haven't seen this in so long, and frankly, kind of not, you know, paying more attention to what we're doing than watching the movie, but it's all coming back.
Yeah.
Aw, Marianne checked out. See, I was just saying there are potential repercussions, so I can't wait to see how I'm going to pay for that one. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I've done some mean things when I've been drunk, so... Yeah, I don't think I should
talk. Oh, I know for a fact I've done mean things when I'm drunk. Yeah. What are you laughing at?
For some reason, this memory will not leave my mind.
What memory? Tell us a story. Come on, Katie. Come on. Give us a story. So why? What? You need another drink before you can tell the story?
Yes.
He's looking at his two empty cans. You know, come on. Just tell us a story. What the hell are you doing?
Well, it was about rum. I got really drunk and just sick on rum. And this rum had been sitting in this shop for probably a while, so it was kind of warm and it was in the summer.
Okay.
So it didn't go well. It came out, and then I got really surly. No, that's just mean. I can't tell that.
Tell it. Just tell it.
You know when you just have to go to the bathroom and you don't care where it is?
Oh, God.
It wasn't like any number two, so it wasn't disgusting.
Okay.
So it was an older kind of truck, and it was a passenger side truck. So you open the door and kind of just stand there where you're, you know, not seen. You know, you're not supposed to face the inside of the truck.
Okay.
I was facing the inside of the truck.
That's not good.
In the floorboard.
That's not good.
Wow. I did some stupid things.
I thought you were going to say you did some stupid shit.
Nope, didn't do stupid shit. Stupid piss.
Okay.
So I was kind of
angry. That would have been a better story if you...
I was kind of angry. Kind of surly. I've grown up since then. Not much.
I don't...
But, you know, I've never... Wow.
The stupidest thing I ever did when I was drunk was just argue with someone I shouldn't have.
I've done that a lot.
Yeah.
Most of it's people I should have argued with. Sober.
Bonsai.
Yeah. The 20s are stupid.
Oh, yeah, they are. The 30s aren't that much better.
Yeah. So.
That is a nice car.
It's awfully yellow.
Look at those white walls, too. Oh, yeah. Love a good white wall tire.
Just need to be a darker colored car.
Why? What's wrong with the yellow car?
Because it's so bright and it stands out.
Oh my gosh, I remember those, you know, you squeeze the handles and it tells you, like, you know.
Oh.
Like, how good of a lover you are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what happens when that doesn't light up at all? Oh, that sucks. Never mind.
Wait, I missed what game that they were playing.
Shoot Away.
Oh, okay. That was like Duck Hunt, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I first saw it. It looked like Duck Hunt. I don't like the blonde chick in the background.
Diana says 20s. I chalk up to experimental years. Oh, Diana's got some stories. We all know that. Hey, Kitty, I don't know about you, but I'm losing steam.
Okay.
Like, you know, being the level of Siebes that I was this week,
yeah,
it takes a lot out of you.
That's good.
Right?
Yes. You were very Siebesy this week.
I needed to be.
Why?
Because there was a lot of shit that went wrong.
But it wasn't so bad.
Yes, it was.
You got two Siebes today. You really got two Siebes today. I told you to just chill out. Didn't everything work out?
The only reason why everything worked out is because I went hyper Siebes.
Nah. What do you think you could do?
We had a hard deadline that would have cost us more than $150.
There was nothing you could do about it between now and then. There was like half an hour. There was nothing you could do about it. It was going to work out.
The only reason why it worked out is because I went hyper Siebes. I'm trying to tell you that. We would not have... If I hadn't gone hyper Siebes...
Yeah?
We wouldn't have made it in time.
Why?
Because I had to stay too late at work.
Oh, well, there's nothing I could do about that.
Yeah. I didn't go hyper Siebes until after I left work.
Yeah, I know. You burst in the door. You just ran in.
Well, to be fair, I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't have a truck available. Ay.
That's a good place to end it.
All right. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in, well, first and foremost, we're on SoundCloud.
Good?
Yeah. Yeah. Still loving the SoundCloud, but we're also listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
And if you want to interact with us live, you can always join the Mixlr chat. Is it Mixlr.com/midnight?
MIXLR.com/midnight-movie-nights. With a K.
Okay.
But it's also the live show starts at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific.
Yep. On midnightmovienights.com.
Yep.
And you can still, you know, interact at some point. Even after you hear this on at Movie Nights Pod, at Movie...
Indeed.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
Damn.
You did.
I thought I screwed it up again.
Well, hey, we've got an email address. What is that? So, since you're jumping into my lines.
Oh, I don't know. Some kind of email. At Movie...
Seriously? Name. You don't know the email? I say it every effing week.
Yeah, but I don't listen to you.
No shit. You proved that this week, which is why I had to go so goddamn Siebes.
I was always listening. I was way ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I do.
And yeah, shit got left at the apartment.
It was not my fault. Some of that happened, and I told the people involved, I said, before you left, you said that I was the one being held responsible, and I told the people that, and I said, I'm the one who's going to have to deal with this. I'm the one who was left in charge to do this.
And I fucking told them everything in this apartment except for the stuff in that corner in my bedroom.
To be fair, at the time, I was taking stuff downstairs and putting it in my car, and then when I got back, I saw that, and I was like, whoa, wait a second. What happened to the stuff that was in this corner?
Wait, what the hell did he just steal out of the bag?
A belt.
Oh, right.
I think a black belt.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right.
So what is he supposed to do? Just tie it with that little tie?
Did we ever say the email address?
No. What is it?
Seriously, I really want you to say the email address.
MidnightMovieNights.something. There's a dot com in there. I don't know.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because I don't remember and I don't have the notes. The movie's playing.
How the hell can we expect anyone to ever email us if you can't even remember the goddamn email address?
Because I don't email us. It's like asking somebody for their own phone number. I don't know my own phone number.
How fucking hard is it to remember contact at midnightmovienights.com?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes! I say this every week!
I knew it had something to do with it, midnightmovienights.com.
The contact! It's how people contact us!
That makes sense.
You are so killing me, Smalls! Ay, yeah, yeah. All right. Well, hey, we would like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo, Judge Funky Boy for our theme, DC Cantel for our segment intros, and the I'm going supersonic. All right. I don't know what's going on anymore. I really don't. But we do have new followers. Holy hell. All right. So we've got Comedy Solid.
Solid.
We've got Potification. That's going to be a really cool magazine. I was reading a little bit about what that guy's doing. Everyone, go follow at Podification. Podification. Nice and neat, you know, simple. Podification magazine.
Honey started following us.
Honey wasn't already following us?
No, I didn't know
She's
that.
She's been on the effing show and she hasn't even followed us? What the hell, man? And
at OMG WTF. H-U-N-E-Y.
Yeah. O-M-G-W-T-F, honey, with a U.
With a U.
And then we've got at Jesus Save Israel, Reverend Kevin A. Morrow.
Don't know that one.
I don't know that one either, but hey, thanks for following us. We've got EFEM Radio. Cool. Let's see. Coming July 2015, EFEM taking radio to a whole new level. Podcast hosted by Ryan Fairbanks, tackling hot topics of the day. So EFEM. Cool. All right. And then we got Dutch quotes. Check that out. Here's the description. The windmill is a symbol of the highly agricultural Netherlands. The devil invented questioning.
Whoa.
All right. And as we mentioned at the start of the show, because, you know, hey, it just came in. Marilyn Monroe. At Marilyn Monroe QT. Oh, yeah. And then and then some idiot ended up, you know, following us as well because, you know, she was on the Twitter account for her other show and she thought that she was on her personal account and started looking for something she had just tweeted from at Movie Nights Pod and yeah, so Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle finally followed us.
That took you forever to get to.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I just decided, you know, at that point when I realized that, oh, I was on the Getting Geeky account, I was like, all right, yeah, whatever, I'll just leave it. Oh my god, I forgot about this song! Oh my god, it's so 80s! Definitely the best around.
Yeah. Kick that guy in the face.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. We would also like to thank you for listening, especially Diana, Jessica, and Marianne for playing along with the live chat.
Thanks.
Alrighty, I am Miranda Janelle.
I am that fracking cat.
Hey, kitty.
Yes?
Did he just kick that guy in the nuts? That's what it looked like.
I'm going to say probably, yeah.
That guy, look at that. Big boy go down. That was just a kick to the chest, too. He should have been able to take that. He really should have been able to. So?
He kicked him with his heel.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
He got throw punched.
Yeah. So, hey, kitty, let's keep watching this movie.
Talking's hard.
Remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight. We'll be right back.
We did it, Kitty.
Hooray. We continued with another pod.
We got moved.
Yeah.
We got a temporary setup going. And we did a show.
We remain consistent. I like that.
Yeah, but they say consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds.
What now?
I don't know.
Is Spider-Man going to come around?
Nice.
So we're going to be probably completely set up next week.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Actually have things...
Tomorrow I do want to actually, at some point I would like to get the couches into their final position and get the TV and everything set up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should be less boxes around.
Yeah, and then we can start moving stuff back into the garage and you know, like there is some stuff that's more just like long term storage. Oh my god, my knee is cramping. Look at that guy, like just you know, those spin kicks. You know, that's his only move though.
Yeah.
Then he gets kicked in the face when he goes, you know, lands. All right, I gotta get up and walk around. I'm like all, you know, couch casting's hard.
Yes.
Although look at the referee's mustache.
Yeah.
It looks like Commander Chris Hadfield's mustache.
Okay, it kind of does.
Yeah.